Here are some important questions and doubts regarding prophethood. Why were all prophets sent to the Middle East? The response to this question is that the appearance of the prophets was not confined to a certain location. The Holy Quran confirms this. Indeed, we have sent you with the truth as a bearer of good news and as a warner. And there is not a nation but a warner has passed in it. And also it says, certainly we raised an apostle in every nation to preach, worship Allah and keep away from the false deities. The Holy Quran has mentioned the names of only a few of the prophets and does not in any way indicate that they are the only prophets. If a prophet was sent to every nation, why are there no signs of formalized religion in other parts of the world? The acceptance of the message of prophethood is based on free will. Whenever a prophet was sent to a nation, the people were not forced to believe in prophets. If all the prophets were nominated to be the perfection of humans, then why were there so much wars and corruption? Again, the answer to this question is that human perfection occurs through choice and free will. The tendencies man has towards wars and corruption is based on free will. Another question arises, why did God not send through the prophets technological advancements such as computers to better human life? The responsibility of a prophet is to assist man in any state or condition he is in. Their goal was one, to guide mankind in any circumstance. Furthermore, material and worldly progress does not necessarily mean that we are on the right track. If we look today in some areas, the more material things which are available to us, you find that there is less and less faith in people. So even if the prophets brought all the material things to us, it does not mean that the people would have believed. But this does not mean that the prophets did not bring any scientific technological advancements. If we look at the Quran, it says, we taught him the making of coats of armor for you, to protect you from your own violence. Will you then be grateful? Imam Ali alayhi salam says in this regard, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deputed the prophets, if he wished to open for them treasures and mines of gold and to collect around them birds of the skies and beasts of the earth, he could have done so. If he had done so, then there would have been no trial, no recompense falling due after trial, and the believers could not deserve the reward for good acts.